former Finance Minister Sammy Wilson has slammed the Environment Minister's refusal to allow a fracking company to drill an exploratory borehole in a quarry in Fermanagh. Although Mark H. Durkin's decision has been warmly welcomed by environmentalists and campaigners, ardent supporter Sammy Wilson says that fracking can free us from the mad mullahs of the Middle East. He made the comments in his newsletter column. He's with us now. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Sinn Féin's Phil Flanagan is here as well. Good morning to you, Phil.
Morning.
So how can you be so sure that this is safe, Sammy?
Well, I mean, first of all, fracking is not something new. It's been going on since the 1940s. There are well over a million wells which use fracking across the world. We don't, all the horror stories which the environmentalists tell us don't actually, are not actually in evidence with many of those wells across the world. And of course, taking oil and gas from shale has transformed the American economy and has the potential to do the same here. And what strikes me as very odd about this decision of Mark Durkin's is that, first of all, he had made his mind up. He's told me a couple of times in the Assembly, and he's also told the Belfast Telegraph, that fracking would not occur under his watch. So, I mean, really, he had made his mind up on the planning application, something which I think the firm ought to be considering, because I think that he probably is open for judicial review for ignoring the evidence. And the second thing, of course, is that the potential that this has for the Northern Ireland economy in terms of fuel security, in terms of keeping the price of fuel low, and in terms of downstream industries is immense. I mean, this could mean hundreds of millions of pounds worth of investment and tens of thousands of manufacturing jobs.
Well, why are you having to go at Mark H. Durkin? He hasn't ruled it completely out.
Well, what he has done, he's been totally inconsistent. He said that fracking would not happen under his watch. Secondly, he has applied a different standard to this particular well because of the local pressure than he has done elsewhere. I mean, for example, in my own constituency, and I didn't object because I believe that there are good reasons for doing these things. In my own constituency, a number of companies have already been given permission about all of the conditions attached to it that he's attached to the Fermanagh well to drill 3,000 feet into the ground.
Well, he's with us now, so I'm sure he'd want to defend himself.
So, you know, he's got to explain how a 3,000-foot well or drill in a drilling hole in County Antrim is different from a 3,000-foot hole being drilled into the earth in Fermanagh.
Well, can you explain it, Mark?
And why does he apply different planning standards?
Can you explain it, Mark? Tell him.
I would say that each application is different and each application is judged on its own merits or otherwise. In this particular instance, the site chosen by Tamboran for their proposed exploratory drilling, is the site of a quarry where unauthorised work has been carried out in the future. Or in the past, sorry, I'm adopting a precautionary approach and I'm taking account of the lack of objective information about the cumulative environmental impact of that work and work that might take place in the future. And if the company are as committed to here as Sammy is suggesting, then they'll be prepared to undertake the work required and to provide me with a full environmental statement to say
Mark,
that what they're doing is safe.
Mark, it's a lot of rubbish, and you know it's a lot of rubbish. The reason you gave was the potential contamination of the water table. The companies in Larne drilled through the water table, and yet there was no environmental concerns there, no need for a full planning application, and no need for an environmental assessment. There's no difference from the well or the drilling exercise which is being taken place in Fermanagh, which is an exploratory one, than the three which were, took place in County Antrim.
Well, what is the difference, Mark?
They went to the same depth. They had to go through the water table. They went through various layers of rock. And they were, in fact, the ones in County Antrim were close to a reservoir which supplies water. And one is in an area of a special scientific interest in Lorne Loch. So, I mean, don't come off with this that Fermanagh was somehow different. This is all about your prejudice. against fracking.
Let's let Mark challenge Sammy
because you're getting a good run here.
Before I came on, Sammy had said that I have previously stated my opposition to fracking and claimed that fracking would not happen on my watch. I think Sammy is misquoting me there. What I have said again and again and again is that in the absence of sound scientific evidence that fracking is safe, that it doesn't pose a threat to human health or to the environment, that fracking won't happen on my watch.
Mark, you don't even know
that that evidence hasn't been produced. And I'd be happy to see it.
Have you even read this application? This application is not an application to frack.
It was you that introduced fracking into the discussion this morning, Sammy.
This application... No, but you're making your arguments on the danger of fracking. This application is not an application to frack. This application is an application to explore what rock layers there are, how thick they are, and the content of those rock layers, so it can be decided whether or not there is sufficient resources underneath the ground to then apply for planning permission.
You wrote, Sammy, in your newsletter column, it was only a matter of time before any protest movement, which had a Sinn Féin presence, turned violence and sectarianism. That's a bit below the belt, isn't it?
No, it's not. You only have to look.
So every protest that Sinn Féin have, you believe, will end up in violence, and you're still working with them in government.
Well, unfortunately, we have to, because the system requires that once they reach a certain threshold, they qualify to be in the executive.
So, you don't really think that everything Sinn Féin protests about is associated with sectarianism?
I do, and I think that you only have to look at even what happened, even when it comes to fracking. And protests against fracking, you finish up with workers being abused and being having sectarian.
Are you still there? Right, we've lost them. Oh, there you go. You're still there, Sammy.
Yes, I'm still there. So, I mean, look at what has happened. I mean, this was nothing about parades. It was nothing about the past. It was nothing about internment or anything.
You wrote petrol bombs thrown at the Tambourine workers.
Tracking, and you had petrol bombs thrown at the workers, and you had sectarian punts hurled at them as well.
Phil Flanagan is joining us now. Well, quite a strong line that, Phil, if you think about it, from your DUP partners in government, that everything your party is involved in will turn to violence and sectarianism.
Well, I suppose newspaper won't refuse ink, Stephen, and anything somebody wants to put down in a platform piece in the newsletter will be printed, but that doesn't mean that there's any truth behind this. If anybody from the DUP had bothered to travel to Belcoo or to attend any of the public meetings that took place on this issue, either in Letterbreen or in Belcoo, which were attended by people from all sections of our community, he would have seen, and people in the DUP would have seen, that they are the only ones coming under pressure here. This has nothing to do with religion. Sammy Wilson seems to be the person, or the DUP seem to be the people that have brought religion into this. There's nothing sectarian about this cross-community campaign. People in the community are cross, but they're not cross with their neighbours. They're cross with their political representatives. They're cross with Tamboran, but there's certainly excellent cross-community relations between Catholics, Protestants and people with no religion in this area over their opposition to fracking, and that's going to continue despite the efforts by some in the DUP to cause a distraction here.
Well, Phil, you try and tell that to the people who had petrol bombs thrown at them and the people who had sectarian...
So were the petrol bombs thrown at a man's house because he was a Protestant or because he was putting security onto a site? Which is it? It can't be both.
Well, is one right and the other one wrong?
No, neither of them are right, and neither of them are justified.
All I'm saying is that those who were involved in, or some of those who are involved in this anti-fracking movement, don't forget, you were probably at one stage at the forefront to it, have resorted to the usual tactics that we get from Republicans: intimidation, threats, and attacks on their homes. And that is the symbol, that symbolises much of what we get from Republicans in Northern Ireland, and unfortunately it even translates into environmental protests as well. So don't deny that it has happened. It has happened. And the people who were doing the security on the site have had their homes attacked and have also been accused or had sectarian insults hurled at them. And that's the point I was making in the newsletter column. But the important thing that you've got to explain is, on one hand, you and your party and the SDLP complain about fuel poverty in Northern Ireland, and yet here we have a chance to get our own fuel, and you are opposed to it. You complain about lack of jobs, yet here we've got a chance to create tens of thousands of jobs, and you're opposed to it. You complain about lack of fuel security. Here we have a chance
right.
to have fuel.
Well, he'd be complaining about not being able to reply in a second, so let's let him. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, Sammy has taken to making up stuff about fracking, to move into making up stuff about what's happening with the anti-fracking campaign, but I'm glad that he's tried to return to economics, and let's debate the facts of this. Sammy Wilson is one of the most fervent champions of capitalism that there is in the North, so surely he understands that fracking won't have a downward impact on energy prices, because there's no way that oil and gas cartels will allow a small strip of Ireland to be used to reduce the price of fossil fuels, because this stuff's going to be sold on the international market. It's not going to be sold in Fermanagh. It's not going to be sold in Ireland. It's going to be sold wherever they can get the highest price. They're going to have to export it if they get a higher price. That's what they've taken to do in America, because they've made a complete mess of the market in America, because they're producing far too much. That supply is outstripping demand, and as such, they're selling it at a huge loss. So fracking isn't in our economic interests. If the DUP were serious about creating jobs, what they do is they'd stop blocking the introduction of the Green New Deal, which would create and sustain over 1,000 jobs in the construction industry and help around 25,000 households save £350
Mark Durkin?
Annual energy bills.
Mark?
I'm just saddened today that we've come on to discuss an important environmental issue, and Sammy has managed to drag it down into a petty political argument, as is his wont. I just, again, I'd rather be on here today defending or trying to explain my decision rather than have to come on in the future to apologise or to explain why more precautions weren't taken. I don't think we can take any lectures from Sammy on environmental impact. He's a well-known climate change denier, and the fact is that his old-school, good old-boy language just doesn't cut any ice now in the 21st century, when there's a growing realisation of the importance and the fragility of our
All right, OK, and finally, Sammy,
Mark, let me take up on the last one. I do not deny that climate is changing. I deny that man's the main cause of climate change. But even taking your own argument, one of the biggest sources of reduction of CO2 emissions in America has been the use of shale gas and its replacement of oil and coal. So by your own arguments, if you're concerned about climate change, leave alone fuel poverty, leave alone lack of manufacturing jobs, leave alone jobs, fuel security. If you were serious about climate change, then you'll be encouraging picking gas from the ground because it helps to reduce CO2 emissions.
Mark and Phil, we're going to leave it there. Sammy Wilson, before you go this morning, you're still there?
I am, yes.
The story in the Sunday World at the weekend, don't know if you read it or not, but they were reporting on a man who you wrote in defence of recently, Pastor McConnell. And there's been a video uploaded to YouTube on Saturday in which it shows Pastor McConnell saying the following in one of his sermons at the church. It says, two lesbians living together are not a family. They are sexual perverts playing Let's Pretend. Would you defend, in the interest of free speech, would you defend the pastor saying that? Would you write another column defending that? Because he's getting a little bit of feedback about it on Twitter.
The pastor has a view on what constitutes marriage. Marriage is between one man and one woman.
But you would criticise him for calling people sexual perverts because of their sexuality, wouldn't you?
That's a view which I would share, and indeed, when I was finance minister, I refused to introduce gay marriage legislation into Northern Ireland.
Yeah, no, I get that. And that's a well-rehearsed debate, Sammy, so we don't need to go through that again. But calling someone a sexual pervert because of their sexuality, would you criticise the pastor for saying that?
Well, it's not language which I would use, Stephen. And I will leave it at that.